James Cone is one of a growing number of South Sudanese who are creating a crisis simply by going home. Born and raised in the south, he spent many years in Khartoum in the north and returned to the newly created state of South Sudan after independence last year. He's among more than 370,000 people to have done the same. At a seed fair supported by the FAO, James Cone has been given vouchers to exchange for seed. He says it's a life-saving initiative.
What seeds does he want, like maize or groundnuts, or what seeds is he going for?
Said the main seed that he will pass by is groundnut. And after groundnut, he will select the seeds that are cultivated at the homestead, so that they can serve the children at the beginning, then while waiting for the groundnuts.
James has struggled for more than a year to provide his family of nine with shelter and food.
It's the best year to establish his house, so he's completely under a tree, making his shelter.
With vouchers worth 85 South Sudanese pounds, the equivalent of $30, James is able to choose from a wide variety of other seeds too, including sorghum, millet, sesame and beans to supplement the groundnuts.
So why are the groundnuts so popular? Why does he want groundnuts?
Said because groundnut, when you cultivate it, you only spend 90 days, then you start harvesting. That will give food to children at a short time.
There's no denying that James Cone has found it difficult since he returned to South Sudan. He has many mouths to feed, bodies to clothe and shelter, and little with which to do it. But he says faced with the decision again, he wouldn't change a thing.
Here in South Sudan, if you are free, if you are healthy, and there is rain, you have seed, there will be nothing difficult.
I'm just wondering, in Khartoum, what did he do? Is he a farmer or a
by tribe? He said he was just working at a daily basis in Khartoum. When he gets some people constructing the house, he helps them. When he's called to do anything, then he go and help them. Then he gets some money to feed his children.
The International Organization for Migration says there are hundreds of thousands more South Sudanese in Sudan who could be forced to take the road south soon. Many will be reliant on handouts for food. The FAO is calling for funding so it can help them begin to feed themselves and their families quickly on their own.
And what does he think of South Sudan? I mean, how is peace treating him, I suppose?
You know, South is good to him now. He gets a place free. He has his land to cultivate and he has a place to build his house. Yeah.